In the 25 years that I've worked as a photojournalist, I've come to realize that, for the most part, people find their best selves often in the worst circumstances. I'm Cheryl Diaz-Meyer. I'm an independent photojournalist based in Washington, D.C., and I specialize in conflict photography with a focus on women's issues surrounding conflict photography. I have seen more heroism, more kindness, more generosity, more humanity in the worst war zones than I have seen in regular day-to-day life. When life is on the line and everything is on the line, people often find out their greatest strengths, and I've always been humbled by being able to witness that. In 2001, I was sent to Afghanistan to cover the war on terror. This was right after 9/11, and I was there for several weeks. And that body of work was awarded the John Faber Award by the Overseas Press Club. And then a couple of years later, George W. Bush decided that we would be going into Iraq. I went to cover that war with a colleague. He was with the Army. I was embedded with the Marines. And that body of work was awarded the 2004 Pulitzer Prize for breaking news photography. It's always an honor to receive an award, but I guess what it means to me is that the stories are worthy of being covered. Those voices need to be heard. Most recently, I was in Bangladesh covering the Rohingya crisis, and those images were honored by the White House News Photographers Association for first, second, third place, and both honorable mentions in the international news category. What makes a good photo? I can really only speak to what I think makes a good photo for me. Ultimately, I want people to feel my photo. When a person views that photo, what do they come away with? Do they come away just with information? Or do they come away feeling something? Does it register in their heart? I'm a sincere believer that it's very hard to make impactful photos unless your subject is giving you that. That they will it to you. They share it with you. And that's how you're actually allowed to make that picture. And then in truth, without that unspoken permission, that it would not be what it was.